This is Cynthia Swan for Esoterica, a short feature that explores realms beyond our five senses. She glows in the dark. I was loaned the book, Woman Who Glows in the Dark, written by Elena Avila. Elena Avila is a registered psychiatric nurse who also has her master's in nursing. This book, Woman Who Glows in the Dark, is her story. Elena educates the reader about curandísimo, which comes from the Spanish word cura, meaning to heal or to be a priest. She tells the reader that the most important aspect of curanderismo is that it does not separate the soul and spirit from the body. It is a combination of medicine and spirituality practiced simultaneously. She continues to say that there has never been a severing between the emotional, physical, mental, and spiritual totality that makes up a person. There is no separation between the nature of humans and their environment. The strength of this kind of practice is that it is always incorporating whatever is useful and available in its treatments in an intuitive and creative way. Unlike a practitioner who follows medical procedural manuals, curanderismo uses whatever works and is available, including but not limited to herbs, counseling, soul retrieval, psychodrama, rituals, spiritual cleansings, and referrals to medical doctors. As a curandera and a trained psychiatric nurse, Elena Avila combined her medical knowledge with her instincts and divine guidance. Curanderismo is an earthy, natural, grounded healthcare system that works to keep all the elements of the human being in balance, as it's believed that illness comes when one does not live in harmony with all aspects of self and nature. Therefore, through this lens, it isn't enough to heal the body. One must heal the wounded soul, as 100% of the soul's energy is needed to be in good physical, mental, and spiritual health. The roots of curanderismo go back to African medicine, Spanish medicine, and Native American medicine. The result of conquests and defeats mingled the blood of these peoples, and curanderismo is the gift these ancestors left. Avila states that the advanced medical systems of many Native American tribes, including the Mayans, have contributed to the development of curanderismo. Avila apprenticed with the Aztecs, who she says have not disappeared but continue to live throughout Mexico and are concentrated in the central part as well as Mexico City. I admire Elena Avila, this Western medicine-trained Chicano woman, for her courage and perseverance to find her way back to her roots. In finding her way, she has helped many to find theirs as well. But she didn't find it in books, but in going to Mexico and studying with a curandero for many years. It was a difficult apprenticeship, but Avila brought to her work what she learned and found her own self in the process. In her book, she talks about susto, or soul loss, as when a woman is raped and a piece of herself goes missing. She spoke about the shame that women often experience and the self-blame. In curanderismo, one form of treatment Avila used to help a raped woman reclaim herself involved burying her up to her neck in the earth, allowing the earth to heal her. Avila stayed with the woman, guarding her to make her feel safe, wiping her brow, keeping insects away from her, and giving her sustenance as the earth healed her soul. Avila says, "The earth, being the great mother, the divine healer, helps one to release the anguish and the pain of the rape. Being enveloped by the earth for a few hours is purifying and allows one to surrender the heaviness to the earth." Sometimes Avila used dolls to help patients of rape or incest. She'd ask the client to buy a doll that symbolized a part of themselves. She would do a sort of soul retrieval in which she'd hide the doll in her office and create a sacred ceremony in which the woman looked for the lost or wounded part of herself. And in finding the doll, she reintegrated that part back into herself. She speaks about how this ceremony helped heal their trauma. As these women would find the doll, they would cradle it to themselves as the doll represented that fragment of themselves that had been missing. Now they could reclaim themselves and stop blaming themselves for something that was never their fault. Because these women often felt, if they had not worn that sexy outfit, or visited that bar, or danced with that man, they wouldn't have been raped. Now, these women could stop punishing themselves for the terrible wrong that had been done to them. These ceremonies and tools were not part of the protocols at the Rape Crisis Center where Avila worked. She was a psychiatric counselor there, so it was difficult. She was very successful with helping her clients, but her methods were unorthodox, and they upset and frightened her colleagues. Like many healers who have learned the allopathic model and want to integrate other ways into their practices, she had to go her own way, and eventually went very successfully into business for herself. Avila says she didn't want barriers to bringing the sacred into her healing work. She said, and I quote, "It is unthinkable for a curandero not to call upon divine energy for help before he or she begins to work, as divine energy is the very cornerstone and foundation of healing work." I wonder if all healthcare practitioners have a curandero within themselves, and if this is so, and I believe maybe it is, my hope is that they reclaim and reunite with that life-giving part of themselves, that they be unafraid and share it with their clients and patients and be able to practice it freely and respectfully for the good of all. My deepest respect to Elena Avila for her book, Woman Who Glows in the Dark. It touched my soul. Thanks for listening. This is Cynthia Swan for Esoterica.